Now, on the first Monday of each month, WPR director Mike Crane or director of content Mike Arnold joins the morning show or us here on Central Time to share information about Wisconsin Public Radio and to answer your questions. And we want to hear your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. What question do you have about programming or news coverage on Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you want to hear more of or less of on WPR? What do you want to know about the behind-the-scenes stuff? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. WPR Director Mike Crane is in the studio with us. Mike, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
Well, a couple fresh pieces of news, one public, one behind the scenes. I want to start with an Emmy for our colleagues from Wisconsin Public Television, and we were part of that for Wisconsin Life. Tell us about
that. That's right. So Emmys are given out for achievement in television, but this was a really wonderful partnership. People listening may or may not know that Wisconsin Life is both a TV and a radio, and actually an online project as well for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, and something we worked on together, which the name of the animated piece is called Big Mama, and it's a wonderful story of Cynthia Woodland and her family that they won the Outstanding Crafts Achievement in Graphic Arts and Animation for the Midwestern version of the Emmys. And a whole bunch of people were involved, including Ann Strainchamps, who helped to produce the original radio commentary that Cynthia did a couple of years ago. And then TV's Philip Ashby and Rodney Lambright and Scott Stetson, among others, were involved. Our own Joe Hartke, who is behind the scenes doing audio stuff all the time, he did the audio mix, the sound design, as they call it in the TV world, for that. And also thanks to Christine Sloan Miller and Erica Janik, who partnered TV and radio together to make the Wisconsin Life partnership go. All of that leading to just a wonderful animation. I encourage you to go find it at wisconsinlife.org because I think you'll really enjoy it. One other Emmy thing while I'm on it, there was also another involvement we had with an Emmy. The Wisconsin Winter from the Air incredible video earned an Emmy as well, and the audio was recorded in Eau Claire for the narration. And that narration was done by Michael Perry, the wonderful author and host of Tent Show Radio.
Those Wisconsin from the Air series are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I love those. And some behind-the-scenes news now, a milestone for definitely a behind-the-scenes person who's made a big difference, Denny Ryan.
Yeah, Denny is our music librarian and has been for quite a long time now. But Denny, we know now, started as a student on the first Monday of December. So here we are on the first Monday in December in 1969. So he's been with us all the time and really, you're right, behind the scenes, but contributes so much to our work and make sure that we can get all the music on and all that. And he does it with just a nice quiet style. And we love Denny, and it's great to be able to mention his achievement here.
I understand one of his early achievements was carrying crates of LPs to move public radio into Vilas Hall here.
That's right. And that's way heavier than CDs, and we still have some of those.
Because, and way heavier than digital music.
You're not kidding. And some of those LPs are still here because some things were never issued on CD.
I want to look at some other news going on here. The WPR News Department has a documentary coming up, part of their year-long series, State of Change. We've been playing their pieces here on Central Time, but they've got a big shindig coming up with
that. That's right. It's a compilation. Actually, people have been asking me, where's Maureen McCollum on the other network? She's normally the morning host on the News and Classical Network. Well, she's been working on this State of Change documentary, collecting all the work together, and has an able substitute in Rachel Vasquez. So the weekend after next is when we're going to be broadcasting this State of Change documentary. So you'll hear promos on the air. It'll be on both networks because we want a lot of people to have a chance to hear how it's all pulled together and therefore to have a vision of how the state of Wisconsin is changing.
Now, public radio and the news, again, unfortunately for a bad reason, part of the wave of sexual assault and harassment charges. The latest, Garrison Keillor now, his relationship ended with our colleagues in Minnesota, at Minnesota Public Radio. What's the latest, and how's that going to affect programming here, too, Mike?
Well, probably not that much at the moment, thank goodness. The main thing that happened with that severing of relationship in terms of what Minnesota Public Radio is doing with the formerly known as a Prairie Home Companion is that they're going to change the name. But probably more important in terms of change of programming is that Chris Thiele, who's now the host, has been in a lot of ways kind of recreating what had been done on the now previously named show. But he's got a lot of ideas and a great crew of people around him to continue to revise the show and make it contemporary for today's audience needs. And so I'd say keep tuning in on Saturday afternoons and find out what Chris and the whole crew is up to.
It's Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane, the boss of all bosses here at Wisconsin Public Radio, is with us, sharing some of the latest news. We'll have some more as we go on, but also taking your questions at 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Stanley is with us in Augusta. Stanley, hi.
Hi. I'd like to ask Mike, are we ever going to see a return of any Wisconsin-based long-term or long format, as in hour-long programming, during a time period when I'm awake, because I do realize there's still the 3 hours in the morning. When I first started listening to the Ideas Network, it was, generally speaking, all hour-long format, primarily Wisconsin-based programs, and we've now got, you know, 4 hours of national programming and really nothing in the midday of Wisconsin-based long-format programming.
Thanks, Stanley, for the question. I heard you probably deliberately excluding this program, Central Time, from the list because
we're not long, we're not hour-long conversations.
That's right, and I do understand that. And part of, to me, the insight of Central Time is that if everything were hour-long conversations, there would be a lot of conversations we would miss. And so that's why we're doing Central Time in a different way than some of those previous shows. Our current plan is to continue doing the morning show, maybe with some differences that will arise from a new host. I know even as the temporary host, Kate Archer-Kent has been a great influence on how they're doing the show. And, you know, I want to give you a really definite answer, but I'd say I'm not exactly sure how that show will be reshaped over time, but the idea that we're going to have lots of opportunities for the people of Wisconsin to have conversation with each other through our radio, that's definitely continuing. It's really the distinctive thing that we do. As it speaks to the 1 o'clock slot, where it was Kathleen Dunn, we're hearing some pretty good things about 1A, and we've generally been pretty pleased here inside the radio with how that's going. And what it's allowing us to do is to look at whether some of our resources could be deployed elsewhere rather than picking up another hour-long or two-hour-long program in the afternoon. That may not be that satisfying, Stanley, but that's kind of where things stand at this time.
Stanley, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Some more news coming up, Mike. I wanted to mention the pledge drive. Last pledge drive of 2017 starts by my clock tomorrow.
It does. That's why the pledge drive number is actually right in front of our eyes here.
And we're trying not to say it yet.
We'll leave the call in there. But yeah, this is our year-end pledge drive. We've made a bit of a shift over time. We used to have 3 pledge drives. Now we have 4. But they're all shorter. And the sense there that we've had is that, first of all, the year end is a great time to encourage people to support any kind of nonprofits or charities. And so we wanted to do that in this time frame. And we also know that when we're doing a pledge drive, God bless those of you that stick around, but some people don't. And so we want to make sure that they're as good as they can be and as short as they can be to help fund WPR.
Let's go back to our callers now. Wayne is on the line in Marshfield. Wayne, hi.
Hi. I have 2 items. One is like a grammar police. there's an announcement periodically about the 9XM leadership group, and the statement is $100 a month or more. And I'm not sure $100 or more per month.
Ah.
When it's a month or more, is that modify the dollars or the month?
I never thought of it that way, Wayne,
no.
But you're right, because I could give $100 if it's a month or more. If I give $100 in the course of the millennium, I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay, good grammar point. What was your other point, Wayne?
The other point is the website is given all the time, but there is never any phone numbers. And in our retirement building here, I would estimate 15 to 25% of people do not use internet connections, and of course they're left out if they want to ever make a contact other than, of course, this program. The calling programs always give the number, but when it mentions the trips or other information, a phone number is never given, and I kind of miss that. I feel cheated.
Wayne, thank you so much. Mike, that's something to think about. Not everybody uses the internet as their main point of reference.
Yeah, that is right, and it's probably a good reminder for us to give out the audience services number that we do have, and that, frankly, despite thinking, oh, no one uses the phone anymore, our audience services team is busier
than
ever.
They're always getting calls.
Yeah.
It's true.
And so someone's finding the number, but that's a good thing, and we'll take that to the team to remember to give out at least that audience services number, because they're very willing to help people and direct them to the information.
I'm asking for that audience service number now because I should have it memorized, Mike, and I don't. Hey, I almost forgot with the pledge drive. There's a special thank you gift available. The food bank?
Oh,
right?
Yes, that's right. And one of the things we've been doing for quite a while during this drive is, instead of having the usual tchotchkes, that you have an opportunity to make your pledge of support and help people that are experiencing what I've learned to call food insecurity. You know, they may not in fact be starving or anything like that, but they don't always know where their next meal comes from. And so we're working with the Second Harvest Feeding America folks to make sure that meals that would be near your address, that's part of it, that would be provided for people as a result of your pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hey, I'm wearing one of those tchotchkes now, the WPR t-shirt.
Other times we can give those out. That's
right.
Great.
I just don't want to look down on them.
No.
Mike Crane is with us, WPR director. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about Wisconsin Public Radio on the air or behind the scenes? Is there something you especially like and want to hear more of, or dislike and want to hear less of? Call 800-642-1234. You can also email at ideas@wpr.org. Before I forget, the audience services number is not the number to call in to talk on the air. But for future reference, it is 800-747-7444. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farach. We're picking up our visit with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have or comments do you have for Mike about Wisconsin Public Radio programming? Do you have thoughts on our on-air content, our website, you name it? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go back to our callers now. Mike is with us in Rice Lake. Mike, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
And I know you've got mixed reviews on the 1A program. I've been listening to it since you put it on here a few months ago. And while I understand some folks, you know, miss the Wisconsin focus of Kathleen Dunn's show, but I enjoy 1A because the issues they're talking about are national issues, but they usually have an impact here in Wisconsin. And while some might not like that it comes out of D.C. or whatever, I think it's important to hear that viewpoint. And it also gives you an idea how the national thing is when it's looking at a particular topic, and they focus on one or two things a day. And I like the program. Thanks for putting it on.
Well, thanks so much for the comment, Mike. You are right that probably it even depicts the instincts of WPR going back to nearly 100 years ago when we started doing audio programming, not just the dots and dashes of Morse code. And that is that there's an instinct both to bring the nation and even the world to us here in Wisconsin and to reflect upon ourselves as well. And over time, the mix does change. I mean, our basic habit in terms of new programs is to try to let them settle for a while and see what the reaction is. We are not typically hasty.
Mm-hmm. Jury's still out on Central Time, for example.
That's right.
It's only been like 4 years.
4 years, that's right. I mentioned this earlier with Stanley's call, that we are interested in seeing whether kind of redeploying our resources a bit would make the work of everybody more sustainable, because everybody here, and I love working with everybody, and they work so hard for you. And so being able to have a little extra help here and there might just be the thing. Thanks.
Mike, thanks a lot. And that was like the best sounding phone line I've ever heard. There should be a legal mandate that everybody has a phone that good to be on the radio. I will go next to Sally on the line in Beaver Dam. I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd. I really pay attention to phone line quality. Sally, hi. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. One of the critiques I would have is that with Central Time, and maybe it's only the time that I listen to it, but I get very frustrated when it seems like the segments are about 20 minutes long, and then the topic changes. And then at the end of that 20 minutes or thereabouts, callers are invited to call in, yet there's never any time to call in because then you're on to the next topic. And maybe, you know, it's just my perception again or the times that I'm tuning in, but that just absolutely drives me crazy, and it makes me not want to listen to the program anymore. That's all I really had to say.
Well, thanks, Sally. That's an interesting thing, Rob. From a sort of a functional standpoint, I imagine we could invite the calls earlier so people could get in. I don't know.
That's something we do sometimes, yeah. And generally, so this is maybe too much detail. When we have a half-hour conversation is when we're going to pretty much always invite calls, and we'll do that midway through. And usually, depending on the topic, there are full phone lines, and we get some callers in there. Sometimes for shorter segments, we do a thing where we only take callers, and we creatively call those, you're not going to believe this, Mike, we call them caller-only segments. Pretty creative.
Amazing. Yes.
And we'll get lots of callers that we bring in on those 15 minutes. Sally's right. If you're used to the hour-long conversations that our earlier caller was talking about, where it's, you know, 20 minutes of conversation, then 40 minutes of calls, it's true. We're not going to get as many callers on for something like that.
One of the things that I know we're trying to do more effectively, and it surprises me in a way that we weren't doing as much of this, but each of the shows can tend to be islands unto themselves. Mm-hmm. And so part of the sensitivity we're trying to get is, well, if we've talked about it in the afternoon for 20 minutes and it really deserved an hour, then maybe we can come back to it in the morning sometime. Because some topics, we thought they would be brief, but in fact, lots of people want to call in.
Sure. Thanks a lot for the call, Sally. We go now to John in Grays Lake, Illinois. John, hi.
Hey, I'll just quickly second. I like Central Time. I like the shorter little blurbs, so please keep that up. What I really called for, though, was that Saturday mornings, I used to really like the variety of programming. Now they seem to be all quiz shows, one after the other. So just hoping to see if there's a way to get either some local-grown show or bring one in from another station that has a little more variety than just quiz shows.
Thanks, John. You'll remember having listened long enough that we used to have Car Talk there. And in fact, because it was hard to find something new that did as well as Car Talk, we did the best of Car Talk for a good number of years. And it finally just got to the point where the folks at the Car Talk production said, we got nothing. You can still hear it on a podcast, but it's all repeats now at this point. And the thing that arrived in the midst of that was the Tell Me Another, the quiz show, which seemed to be doing well for a lot of stations, and that's why we have it there. But yes, we are actually trying to figure out how to develop new programs. You may have had a chance to hear some of the WPR Next pilots that we worked on, and some of those might turn into the next Saturday or Sunday hit, but we're kind of still in early days about figuring that out. It turns out, and I've seen this over the years, it can take literally years to develop another hit show, mm-hmm. and we definitely want to try.
John, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Mike Crane, director of WPR. Back to your calls now. Nick is on the line in Fond du Lac. Nick, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think?
I just wanted to say that I absolutely love Central Time. It's my favorite. I'm a truck driver, and whenever I'm coming through Wisconsin, I mean, I'm from Green Bay area, but whenever I come back home and I get to listen to WPR, it's so nice because it is so much better than, I mean, I'm not even exaggerating, it is so much better than most public radio in the country.
Nick, thank you so much for the kind words about the Ideas Network and about our show. But, Mike, this is a quandary, though, because there are going to be some people who really miss that, we're not doing the hour-long things, and some people who really love that we're doing shorter conversations. I've worked on both kinds of the show. I have an affection for both kinds, so I'm not just on one side or the other.
And I have an affection for the local shows and the national shows and the quiz shows and the not-quiz shows. Here's the thing, and it's an insoluble problem, but one that most of us love in balance, and that is that a radio station, by necessity, is something that's for a mass audience. And so any one thing might not satisfy us as listeners, but hopefully, and I think this is definitely true given 54,000 members and lots of listeners, that overall it's a satisfying source of entertainment and information and helping you be a better citizen, all of that. And so, Nick, I almost feel like we should use you as the cue up to the pledge drive phone number, but we won't. That's tomorrow. But it's great to hear your comments and everybody's comments.
Thanks a lot for that call. Couple more items I want to get out there. It's a great place to listen. It's a great place to work, too, Mike. I understand we have, well, I know we have some job openings.
We do, and we're actually going to have a few more posted in the near term. In fact, I was looking today. There's a position description for a chief development officer that we'll have posted pretty soon. But right now at WPR.org/jobs, you'll find a host for Morning Drive. That's we're generically called The Morning Show for the moment here on the Ideas Network. Also for a radio board operator announcer, an audience services receptionist, and a membership support specialist. And you'll find those and other opportunities as they come along. And even if you're not sure you'd be interested, if there's someone you think might be, go ahead to WPR.org/jobs and send them the link, because the more we can reach out to people that might love to work here, the better.
Well, Mike, it's been good working with you today. Thanks a lot for joining us on the show again.
Always a pleasure. See you in 2 months, I think.
Yep. Well, I'll probably see you around the office before.
Oh, okay.
That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joined us for Mondays with Mike here on Central Time. He and Mike Arnold, another head honcho here, switch off between us and the morning show. Next chance to listen, Monday, January 8th at 8 a.m. You can't wait until then for a comment. You can call Audience Services. Dial in at 800-747-7444. That's 800-747-7444. They're really friendly, and they can help answer your questions or pass along your comments.